Hello and welcome to another podcast from my laser-focused positivity podcast series. My name is Stuart Harding and I am here 5 days per week from Monday to Friday to try and hopefully make you feel a little bit more positive than you perhaps were before you started listening to this podcast. Before I discuss today's topic, let me just remind you or let you know if you're new to my channel that if you'd like to email me your queries or conundrums, then you can do so at stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com. And I will endeavour to tackle them on a forthcoming show. And if you'd like to support my music career or merely check out my music, what with me being a musician amongst other things by trade, then you can do so via linktr.ee/Stewie Songs. And both my email address and the web address should be listed in the description of this podcast. And depending on which platform you're listening to it via, they should both be clickable as well. So today's show is entitled, I Felt Lost Since I Achieved My Long-Term Goal. And this is literally, once again, as it always is, just something which I came up with completely off the cuff just before I recorded this podcast. Have you ever felt this way after spending months or years trying to achieve something? So I've written some bullet points down immediately after I came up with this title. If you have felt this way, then stick around because I'm about to give you my thoughts on this today. So the first thing that my focus was drawn to when I came up with the title was the word goal. And the reason is because it's singular, which in my opinion partly implies a dead end, okay? So it's not I felt lost since I achieved my long-term goals, it's goal. Meaning that there are no goals which follow it once this goal has been achieved. This may seem obvious, but you'd be amazed how many solutions to problems are very, very simple and they're just often very easily overlooked. And I know exactly how this feels because when I was 17 years old, I spent months rehearsing for a school play, during which time we sometimes rehearsed 7 days per week at all times of the day, and the play literally consumed my life. And as someone who only started goal setting some 19 years later, my sole focus and therefore my sole goal was therefore to make a successful appearance as the character that I was starring. As the character that I was starring as in the show. And although drugs, bear with me folks, that I've not gone completely left field on this one, and although drugs are most definitely not a lifestyle choice which I would ever consider under any circumstance, I do remember sitting in my lounge a few days after the last performance in the home that I grew up in with nothing to do, feeling lower than I can ever remember feeling before. And feeling like I finally understood why so many actors and musicians turn to drugs when they're out of work. And this, in my opinion, is because I'd built momentum and I'd become almost addicted to the process of striving to achieve something. And this striving had now become a character trait, but one which had nowhere to channel its energy since my last performance. Similarly, I spent so many years trying to be confident enough to appear on stage without feeling nervous. I know many actors and musicians say that it never goes away. You know, you always get first night nerves and all this. I don't actually get nerves anymore. But, you know, some people still do. Some actors and musicians still do. But my goal, you know, because I don't, some of them, a lot of musicians and actors tend to enjoy the feeling of, you know, the nerves, the adrenaline. I don't enjoy that. I enjoy, you know, feeling calm and doing it, you know, in a calm state of mind. I don't get a kick out of those kind of feelings. So my goal was to, you know, be confident enough to appear on stage without feeling nervous, because I thought that once I'd achieved this, I'd be more proactive about asking people if I could perform at their venues. That when I did finally feel comfortable on stage without any nerves, I actually stopped looking for gigs altogether, which is not what I'd expected. I thought, you know, once I was confident and more confident about talking to people, talking to venue owners, I thought I would just go and smash it and I would go here, there and everywhere looking for gigs. And I did nothing at all. And this, in my opinion, once again, is because I'd only set myself one goal and one thing to focus on. I had no concrete plan as to what I was going to do gig-wise once I had the confidence that I was seeking. So you've heard me talk in previous podcasts, if you've listened to them, about how I set goals. And I don't just set one goal, I set daily goals, I set longer term goals. And there's not just one. I set 5 daily goals, 6 days a week, Monday to Saturday. I have a day off for good behavior on Sunday. And I set goals for each quarter. I set 10 goals that I want to do, 10 goals that I want to be, and 10 things that I want to have. And then I narrow each 10 down to my top 3 in terms of what's most important to me. And then I'm left with 9 longer term goals. And I repeat this process every quarter. So I've never just got one goal to focus on. So this is a slightly shorter podcast than usual. But I just wanted to send you a very simple message today, guys and girls. Thank you for all the support thus far. I do appreciate it. Don't just set yourself one big goal. Set yourself a series of goals to follow this one goal. And each time you tick one of your goals off, add another one to the end of the list so that you don't end up with all of this momentum and all of this constructive energy, as I once did, which has nowhere left to channel itself once your first goal has been achieved. And this, in my opinion and experience, is the best and the simplest way to ensure that you don't end up feeling the way that I once did, and you don't end up feeling the way that many out-of-work actors and musicians often end up feeling, and this will help set you up for success. I know there's been many people over the last couple of years, what with the lockdown and so forth, that have all this energy that they was focused on their job, and perhaps they had one project and they were looking at this one goal that they had to achieve. You know, maybe the company relied on them to achieve this one goal, and then boom, they were made redundant, and all of this creative, constructive, positive energy has nowhere left to channel itself. So this is another reason, you know, none of us know what's around the corner. So, you know, you could be out of work tomorrow. There's no such thing as, you know, work, a safe job anymore. So always set other goals to keep you busy should the worst come to the worst. But let's hope that it doesn't. Let's stay positive, folks. But that's it from me for now, folks. I hope you've taken some value from today's show. And if you've enjoyed this podcast and this style of podcasting, then please give me a follow. Please rate this podcast if you've the option to do so. I believe that both help my podcasts and my channel to rank in search results. And please share either of the latter out so that I can affect and improve as many people's lives as possible. And just a quick reminder that if you'd like to email me your queries or conundrums, then you can do so at stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com. And I will endeavor to tackle them on a forthcoming show and give you my objective perspective as I see it. And if you'd like to support my music career or merely check out my music, then you can do so via linktr.ee/StewieSongs. And as I said at the start of the show, both my email address and the web address should be listed in the description of this podcast. And depending on which platform you're listening to it via, they should both be clickable as well. If you do decide to check out my music or support it, then I do appreciate that greatly as well. I trade the financial markets, but I'm trading a very small account at the moment. I'm profitable, but I'm trying to grow my trading account so that I don't need quite as many streams of income, you know, to keep myself in the lifestyle that I'm accustomed to. But I'm also, you know, trying to make waves as a musician as well, which is difficult enough in this day and age. So if you would like to check my music out or support me, that would be greatly appreciated as well. If you click on that link, you'll be taken to a list of links and you'll find ways in which you can crowdfund me. You don't have to do that. There's also links in the list where you can just listen to my music for free via the various streaming platforms. And there's also links to my social media below that as well. But that's it from me for now, folks. I will be back tomorrow, as always, with another podcast. But for now, have a great day, stay positive, and I'll speak to you again soon. Thank you very much indeed for listening.